you know, they have to constantly grow, because if they shrink, they die. You know, again, Spanish Empire, you see this over and over again. The Chinese did something interesting. It seems like they figured it out 1,000 years ago. And some Chinese emperor said, like, yeah, we're growing. And some dude went, look, if we do this, here's what's happened historically. They must have known, right? So what ends up happening, what they're doing is they just stop. They just stop. They're like, this is where we are, and this is where we'll stay. And it was pretty advanced at the time. They came up with, like, printing, ceramics, you know, bone china, and a bunch of other things, a bunch of other technologies, gunpowder, fireworks, the use of gunpowder in warfare, sort of like arrow rockets, and which are far superior to a bow, probably because it's so much cheaper, because training a bowman, it's like a lifetime, forever to train those dudes. Remember, this is way harder than modern archery. I listen to the Rogan thing, and that guy's always going on and on about, like, you gotta, like, practice archery. Like, you know, he's like, I guess a lot of his guests are like, man, you make bow hunting sound so much fun. I want to do it. And he's like, first of all, you gotta be in super good shape to do it, because he does it, like, super extreme, crazy style. He goes out there with dudes that run, like, a marathon a day. And lift weights the same day. Like, the one guy, so crazy, this guy, Cameron Haynes, goes out before work, runs like 10 miles, runs like 8 miles at lunch, and then runs like another 7 or something after work. And then after that 7-mile run, he lifts weights. Like, what? Jesus. What? What kind of mutant are you? This is Wolverine. That's Wolverine. You shouldn't be able to do that. You know, Eddie Izzard ran like a marathon a day for 30 days. Again, you should not be able to do that. Like, what did you do to make that possible? You know, I just don't see it as, like, I don't know. There's something's up. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is China just decides at a time when it was, like, very much technologically advanced to everybody else, we're going to stop. We have more technology than everybody. We're not interested in anything anyone else does. We're just interested in ourselves. We're just going to keep what we have. We're going to lock our border down, stay out. And this happens, you know, Marco Polo shows up and they're sort of like, okay, cool. You can come hang out a little. And then they stay shut down to, like, the 1800s. Then England decides it likes tea. And they get their tea from China. And they're buying the tea. And this goes back into the, if you have silver or gold, you cannot allow trade deficits because you'll run out of silver and gold. And they're running a trade deficit with China, which means, give it enough time, you'll run out. They'll get all your silver and all your gold eventually. And those things are limited. It's not like fiat money you just make up. You don't even need to print it on paper anymore. It's just pretend. It's like an idea. And so these dudes are mad at China for, and they're like, hey man, do we have anything you want? We got all this, like, manufactured goods. We got, like, this stuff from Africa, we got stuff from Americas, we got that. And China says, no, we don't want any of your stuff. We made a decision that we are going to not partake in the world for any reason. We're just not going to do it. We're done. We're like, peace, we're out. No. And Britain's like, damn it. And then they find something the Chinese want they can't make themselves. Opium. But the Chinese government goes, oh, we know about this. You're not flooding our country with this. get out of here. Like, we know what this does. You know, we know what this is. It's like a, now in and of itself, I bet you it's not that bad. You know, like, if it's legal and it's not, a lot of the problems with, like, meth is that it's hyper-adulterated. And not because people are, like, the drug dealers are selfishly adding crap into it. It's that a lot of times these things are actually cut with either things to make it better, like fentanyl, to make the heroin better, in quotes, or fentanyl is also cheaper, or some they believe it to be harmless. Like, some guy selling illegal vapes, I think it was a marijuana vape specifically, were, because it's like an oil, but it's not an oil. And they were like, okay, well, we got to put something in it so we can cut it, so we can, you know, make more money. And they put vitamin E in it because it's like cheap and it's harmless and like no one's going to, we don't want people dying. But that's exactly what happens, because it costs stuff in your lungs. So, you know, but the Chinese rightfully were like, dude, we don't want a bunch of opium. It does lead you to this thing where you're just going to do that all day long. You know, that's a problem with marijuana. You know, I think it's relatively harmless, especially if you can, like, use it, in quotes, responsibly, like you would use alcohol. Like, if you're the type of guy that comes home and drinks, like, you know, 2 to 4 beers, occasionally going a little overboard, no bigs, right? Well, you do the same thing with weed, as long as you don't get crazy. But there's people that get crazy, wake and bake, or, like, you're getting high at work, or depending on your job, it might not matter. But, like, you know, we're spending your entire day in a weed haze, probably bad. So the Chinese are like, hey, let's just not allow this. And the British were pissed. So they invaded. They said no. Like, it's crazy. This idea that, like, the United States invades Japan in, like, the 1850s or something. In order to, if you remember your American history, it's like, oh, look, this heroic admiral went to Japan and, like, forced them to join the modern world. If they don't want to join the modern world, why are we messing with them? That's for real, right? But we're like, oh, look how great it is. We went in there and, like, told them how they were going to do things. Like, wait a minute. Why are we telling these people what to do? If they don't want to trade with us, leave them alone. Nope. And it's still happening today. You know, our government's still like that, like Iraq, right? That whole thing was, I think in my mind, we were leaving Afghanistan alone. All right. If the Taliban didn't house Al Qaeda, we would never mess with them. I don't think. Not for a long time. But Iraq, Iraq drew a lot of attention to itself in the first Gulf War. And then we kind of messed with them. And they had to push back. I think it's because Saddam Hussein couldn't, you know, had to always appear to be the man. Anyway, I think the same thing, like Syria, Libya. It's just like, it's like this impulse. I don't have it as a human being. That you just want to control other people and tell them what to do. I don't have it, but I also don't like to be told what to do, it somewhat extremely. So I leave you alone. I look at that idea that you treat other people how you want to be treated or how they want to be treated, and I try to do that the best of my ability. But other people can't leave you alone. There's always some, like, you know, you've known the busybody, whether it's school or at work, that's like you're breaking some tiny rule for like half a second to expedite something. Like, you're not allowed to like, there was the guy with the, got in a fight with some chick in Central Park, because she called the cops on him, so she got fired. He was like, put your dog in the leash. Like, dude, mind your business, lady. For real. Yeah, so that's it. So I guess, you know, dog dies and we end up with, full circle. We ended up with a dog not on a leash. There you go. Thanks for listening. Bye.